Educational Communications and this station present Environmental Directions with Nancy Perlman. On this series, we explore the effects of human influence on the Earth's ecosystems and discuss solutions to environmental problems which affect the quality of life on this planet. Environmental Directions gives you the kind of information you need to help you participate in decisions impacting your community, the nation, and the world. Now, here's your host, Nancy Perlman.
Hello, my guest is Daniel Hirsch. He is a playwright and screenwriter based in Los Angeles, and he is a teacher of screenwriting at Hillman Grad. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I thoroughly enjoyed listening to the Zip Code Play Season 3 by Antius Theater Company of your podcast, 90039 Frogtown, Annex Cirrus Boreas. That's quite a mouthful. Isn't that the name of a toad?
It is, yeah. It's the scientific name, the Latin name of the western toad, which used to be a species that was all over California, and now its population has greatly declined.
But not in your play. Apparently, there were a lot of them in an area called Frogtown, which is actually northeast of downtown Los Angeles, an area we might say Elysian Valley between Griffith Park and Elysian Park, the Los Angeles River. Could you describe this location?
Frogtown is very specific in its geography, and it's very isolated. On the eastern border of Frogtown is the LA River, and on kind of the western border is the Golden State Freeway. So it's this little sliver of land kind of between Silver Lake and Glendale, Silver Lake and Atwater Village, that has a really rich history and now is sort of becoming a neighborhood that's experiencing a lot of gentrification and churn. I live within the zip code 90039 that my play takes place in, but just on the other side of the Golden State Freeway off of Riverside Drive. So I don't technically live in Frogtown. I live adjacent to it. And it's a fascinating neighborhood with a lot of history.
Your play had key actors performing as new homeowners, meeting their next door neighbor, and having to experience what they thought at first were frogs. Then they decided they were toads, and then they thought they might be frogs again. But apparently, because it's so close to the river, there are a lot of these amphibians there. Do you have to encounter them?
So no, not currently. Prior to, I think, about the late 80s, more the 70s, there would be these seasonal infestations of amphibians in the Frogtown area. And I also think in Atwater and other neighborhoods that kind of are adjacent to the LA River. I've read accounts of whole city blocks covered in frogs, parking lots like green with frogs, people finding frogs in their homes. And then in around the 80s, like the population just completely declined, then they stopped showing up in these neighborhoods. There's a lot of theories as to why. Some people think it might be pollution runoff into the LA River, could be the introduction of invasive species, but for whatever reason, the population of toads or frogs, it's actually kind of debated what they were. I've seen accounts of both, totally disappeared. So my play is kind of an imagination of what happens if those amphibians came back with a vengeance into the frog town of today.
Biologically, what's the difference between a frog and a toad?
Well, I'm a playwright, not a biologist or a zoologist, so I don't totally know. Specifically, the frogs or toads that were in Frogtown are very small. They're like these little tiny toads. And so like they could either be a western toad or like a tree frog.
Are these native species? Because you briefly made a reference in your play to how the French immigrants like to eat frogs. And we know that the French settled just in the northern part of downtown Los Angeles in the old Olvera Street area and moved up the river into this locale. And did they introduce their species that they like to eat?
You know, I don't know. And I think there's some debate depending on whether or not the seasonal infestation was western toads or these tree frogs, like where they came from and whether or not they are indigenous. I think in my play, I kind of am making the argument that in all of our conversations around gentrification and neighborhood change, there's always like the original dwellers, which is a natural world. And so the play kind of explores what it's like to arrive at a neighborhood that's already inhabited with a community of people, but that community came to a neighborhood that was already inhabited by a community of indigenous species. So that's sort of the themes and ideas I'm kind of playing with in the Zip Code play.
Indeed, it was really fun to hear the controversy and the dialogue between the new inhabitants of the neighborhood, the long-term inhabitant of the neighborhood, the subtle little differences that you brought in. And neighborhoods do change because the new people made a reference to how great it was to have a vegan bakery in the neighborhood. And that's certainly new.
Yeah, very much so. There was a vegan bakery in Frogtown that just opened up in the last couple of years. So I think neighborhood change is always going to be a part of urban life. But I think the thing I'm trying to talk about in the play is how you, when you arrive at a neighborhood and you're new, like there's a certain level of acceptance, like patience or kindness or generosity that I think we should show when we are arriving, when we are newcomers to a place, to the existing environment that's there.
One of the controversies that you presented was how to deal with this infestation in their home of the frogs seeming to take over their house. The new ladies of the house wanted to not kill them, and yet their neighbor wanted them to bring in an exterminator. Don't we have to learn to live with nature somehow?
Yeah, I think the play tries to argue that there's got to be a way to strike a balance and accept a place on its own terms. I will say over the trajectory of the play, the newcomers do change their tune when they get so fed up with the infestation. I hope the play gets people thinking about how to accept the natural world on its own terms and live somewhat harmoniously with it. Because yeah, like the frogs were here first. One thing I'm interested in with this play and in this neighborhood is in Frogtown right now along the LA River, there's all these efforts to restore the natural habitats of the LA River and create more green space.
So important.
Incredibly important. It's good for the planet and it's also like good for human life. You know, there's a huge inequity in terms of public space and green space in Los Angeles. So creating more of it, especially in mixed income neighborhoods, is really important. However, it can also increase the property values, which can supercharge gentrification and leave people out. I'm also kind of interested in those questions.
Another controversy between these neighbors was how to deal with the plants. Apparently, some were damaged by the neighbors, and that is an issue that seems to be controversial everywhere where homes are next to other people's homes and plants grow over other people's property. How should this problem be resolved?
I don't think there's easy answers, and I also think it goes to show how unwieldy nature can be. Like, nature doesn't respect property lines or city tracks, right? Like, nature grows over fences, roots grow underneath fences. I think in the play, there's like a sense that like, this is our property, we can do with it what we want, but like the bushes grow over and the frogs take over. I hope the play kind of troubles and problematizes our sense of property, right? Like, you can't really own earth in a way. Like, it's the earth and it's going to do what it's going to do. You know, in our house in 90039, there's like a big tree like right next to our property, and it like gives shade and it's wonderful, but it's like definitely our neighbor's tree and they can like do with it what they're gonna do with it. Yeah, there's not an easy solution in kind of conflict between neighbors other than just kind of accepting that like we all have a collective responsibility to be good stewards of the land as much as we can be. And it like affects all of us. It doesn't respect property lines. Every space is in some ways a shared space.
I've enjoyed listening to these half-hour radio shows on the computer. The Zip Code plays by the Antaeus Theater Company has produced many in different zip code areas of Los Angeles, and each environment seems to be unique and special. Yours is 90039 Frogtown, Annex Cirrus Boreas. It really gave me a feeling of your locale. And the actors were superb. The production values were excellent. I look forward to more such plays. You personally teach screenwriting at Hillman Grad. You have written screenplays. Are you finding that incorporating environmental themes is now very important, even when the storyline may be more regarding relationships and other issues?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think climate change is the big crisis of our moment, and it's so hard to talk about because it's so big and it feels so overwhelming, and it requires all of us to grapple with it. And I'm really interested in that question of what is an individual's responsibility in this huge, gigantic, enormous, overwhelming collective issue. So I am working on things that address those questions. It's really challenging, though, frankly, because good drama, good storytelling happens in like the specific, in like specific relationships, specific places, specific interactions, and the climate and climate change and ecological collapse are so big and so massive that it can be a really challenging thing to write about as a playwright and a screenwriter. And also, like, for theater, it's like so hard to get climate change on stage, you know?
It's a big issue. It's hard to show.
Yeah, totally. Which is why I so appreciated working in this audio format, because we could add all these sound effects, and Jeff, our sound designer, did such a fabulous job. And listening to every zip code play, you have such a sense of space, and like that you hear the birds chirping and you hear the river running. I so appreciated this format.
While it's fun and moving to see actors in the theater, whether or not it's a small theater or a large theater, I'm enjoying so much listening to plays. It's dynamic. The actors' voices make me feel as though I am watching them and looking at them while I hear them. It's a great way for more people to enjoy the plays and to explore these issues. Did you find that it was easier to pick a topic from an area that you were familiar with as opposed to having to do a lot of research for some strange area?
Oh, yeah, certainly. I know Frogtown pretty well just from moving through it, and so I have a really clear picture of it in my head. I will say, like, I've only lived in Los Angeles for about 3 years, so I did do a lot of research and I learned a lot. It was great to really dig in a little bit to the place where I live.
I'm sure with your research, you probably found a lot of themes for new shows, and I hope that you will write them and produce them, because I enjoyed Frogtown so much. I want to thank you so very much for making it available to the public. Obviously, because your neighborhood was called Frogtown, you focused on the frogs and toads. But don't you have a lot of other wildlife near you?
Oh, yeah, certainly. As work has been done to restore the habitats in the LA River, you see a lot more. There's great bird life in my section of the LA River. Along the LA bike path, you can see herons, you can see all sorts of water birds. I wish I was a better naturalist and could tell you more species, but I've seen turtles. There's actually a surprising amount of wildlife in this little corner of LA, and that's so cool. Also, like much of LA, there's coyotes. One thing I love about living in LA, and one thing that's sort of strange about it, is it's so urban, and there's parts of it that are so industrial. Across the river from where I am, there's like big warehouses and train yards, but like among that, there's so much wildlife too. And seeing those two habitats and environments butt up against each other is always really interesting to me.
And of course, the LA River is a fantastic recreational resource for walking, hiking, bicycling. And I know back in the 60s when I bought my horse there in your neighborhood, I rode along the river, rode along Griffith Park. What are some of the other features of your neighborhood that people might enjoy seeing if they visited it? A lot of historic buildings too? Cultural heritage there?
Yeah, probably more than I even know. I passed by the Guatemalan embassy is right there. There's a new comedy theater called The Elysian off of Riverside Drive. There's, I think it's Doris Elementary School in Frogtown. That is actually one of the most filmed elementary schools in America because it has been used for as an exterior for Hollywood films more than any other school in Los Angeles. It's also like a location of a lot of art spaces. There's a lot of studio spaces in Frogtown.
Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed talking.
I have been speaking with Daniel Hirsch, a playwright and screenwriter. I'm Nancy Perlman. Thank you very much for joining us, and do tune in again next week.
If you would like free information about these environmental issues, go to www.ecoprojects.org or call 310-559-9160. Environmental Directions with your host, Nancy Perlman, is a community affairs program of the nonprofit organization Educational Communications and this station.